Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Babe podcast. I am so grateful that you chose to tune in and listen to today's special episode of the podcast. The reason why I love today's episode so much is because this week I am featuring 3 of my previous Manifestation Babe Academy students and sharing their journeys and transformations through the tools that they have learned to manifest their best lives. Today's special guest is our final student success story that we are featuring this week, Sophia Vera. Since her first round inside of MBA, Sophia has been able to manifest some pretty special things. She manifested her entire vision board, which included love and intimacy, 6 figures of completely unexpected income, competing in a BMX competition as one of the only women, how badass, and attended some awesome live events with other MBA grads around the world. I am honored to share Sophia's story with you today, who has been so vulnerable in sharing some of the things that she shares today, because I know that she will inspire you to question your old beliefs, feel the fear and do it anyway, and go for what you want most in life. If you're wondering, will this work for me? Pay extra close attention. I know I've been saying that all week, but seriously, pay extra close attention because if it worked for Sophia, it can certainly work for you too. With that being said, the Manifestation Babe Academy is closing tonight, you guys. It means you have less than 12 hours to get into the one, the only, and the last round of Manifestation Babe Academy of 2020. If you're someone who is ready to take their life to the next level, become the most confident, joyous, and successful version of yourself, and let go of all of the beliefs, doubts, and stuck energy that's been holding you back from doing what you really want to be doing, go to manifestationbabeacademy.com to sign up, or simply swipe up and hit the episode notes button to click on the link in the show notes. It's going to be an epic year for all of us, and I cannot wait to see where your MBA journey takes you. Will you be on my podcast next time as a success story? With that being said, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, Sophia, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. How are you doing?
Hey, Catherine, I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
You sound amazing. So, Sophia, you are someone who is basically my star student. We were just talking before we hit the record button, and I think you have taken Manifestation Babe Academy, Rich Babe Academy, Business by Design. I mean, everything that I've offered.
everything that I've offered and everything that I affiliate for, you have been in it.
I lost you there for a second. I just heard star student and that was enough for me.
Well, Sophia, I absolutely love sharing student success stories, and you are definitely a special one. I think that you have such a unique story. I think you have such a unique transformation that came out of the first course that you took, which is Manifestation Babe Academy. And obviously you've gone on this whole journey, but I think that you have such a unique story, and I know that you're going to inspire so many women, especially who are in the same boat that you were once in. So I'm really excited for this. Sophia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Just give us a little background. You know, what is it that you do? What lights you up? You know, just give us a little background.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Sophia. I am French-Hungarian. I currently live in France. And I am 33 years old. I have spent a bit more than a decade in the UK, and then I came back to France in about 2016. And around that time, I got into a relationship that I thought was going to be like the relationship for me. And it ended around 2018. And when I left that relationship, it was like, I kind of forgot who I was, and I kind of forgot like what I wanted to do. And gradually I got back to all these things that I'm really passionate about, like cinema and art. I do hand lettering. I'm a calligraphy artist. So I've been exhibiting my work around here in France. I'm also a graphic designer. And I am now currently developing an online platform around emotional healing. So I've started to share my story around healing from addiction and depression and eating disorders and a lot of dark periods of my life that I'm actually amazed I got to survive. And for me, there was always this sense that I survived them, and it's kind of my responsibility to pass on the tools that I've learned. So I've been trying to do that through art for a while, but I always felt like it wasn't like I wasn't reaching people, and I wanted to be clear. So I got back to writing. I've now been experimenting with video. So this is where I'm at now. I'm kind of like still doing art and design, but I'm also really passionate about developing an online presence around something that I'm truly passionate about, which is healing.
I love that. By the way, when you said you're into art and you're graphic design and all this creative stuff, if you guys could see Sophia right now, we had our cameras on before. She has the most awesome looking tattoos that I've ever seen. And she just exudes like this beautiful creative energy. Like, she just exudes the kind of woman that could just create anything. I don't know. That's the vibe that I get from you. So that's really awesome. Sophia, where were you specifically right before you came across Manifestation Babe, specifically Manifestation Babe Academy? What was it that you were kind of looking for? Did you come across the academy like on accident? Was it something that came right after that relationship that ended? Were you looking for something, or do you think that you just manifested an answer to the next step of your transformation?
To be perfectly honest, I didn't set any intention consciously. Like, it was a total accident. So that relationship ended around March, and around July, I don't even remember how, but I kind of stumbled on the manifestation quiz, like, what kind of manifester are you? And around that time, I had started like a part-time job to pay for my BMX. I forgot to mention, like, I'm hugely passionate about BMX as well. I was doing this like super dull job to pay for my bike. And on my morning commute and on my lunch break and on my evening commute, I listened to the podcast. And I had, you know, vaguely heard about manifestation before, but I had never considered it to be something, quote, serious. And I think at that time in my life, when I was kind of like really searching what was my next step, I just really delved into it because it just opened up this world of possibility. And I think it woke up in me some things, some dreams that I might have had that I had just kind of given up on, because I was like, you know what, I'm past 30, like, it's not going to happen. Just following the podcast and journaling every day and kind of getting inspired and doing vision boards and thinking like anything is actually possible and putting myself in that mindset was what really got me going.
I love that you mentioned something about, you know, being 30 years old or over 30 years old. And it just blows my mind because, you know, there are so many people out there who think that once their 20s are over, once they enter like 30s, 40s, and 50s, it's like there's this belief that it's too late or you are not in the same position that you were in when you're 20 and you can't just change your life. You can't just discover new things about yourself. You're pretty much set in stone on this path of wherever you were. You just got to continue. And Sophia, I know that part of your story that I wanted to start bringing up, which is around love and intimacy and how you set an intention to manifest, you know, your dream relationship and more intimacy in your life. And there's something that you discovered, I believe it was at the age of 33, you were sharing in your video, that just put you on a whole nother trajectory. Can you speak on that just a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was this year, actually. So when I started 2019, that was when I felt like I was ready to date again after my last breakup. So I kind of put the intention out there to like, okay, well, show me. I didn't put it this way, but I was like, I want to date. But, you know, in dating, you end up learning a lot about yourself. So obviously, I learned a lot about what my patterns were and all that. And then one day, I just found myself like tremendously attracted to somebody that I didn't think I could be attracted to. And so up until that point, I have been dating men. And then I realized, oh my God, like I actually want to be with a woman now. And since that time, like this is actually quite vulnerable for me because I haven't really shared it. It's still been a bit of a process for me to like identify like who am I really in terms of like the spectrum of sexual identity. And I think it took me a long time to be comfortable with that because once I had that realization, I had all these like flashbacks from my adolescence and my youth and like all these moments where I kind of like didn't allow myself to feel that. And having finished a trajectory in 2019 when I just had some really deep and meaningful and short connections with people and finally getting to that realization, like all I can say is that it brought me this really overwhelming sense of peace to just be like, okay, well, maybe this is something that I should pursue. And I think before I definitely didn't have the courage to accept that and to allow myself to pursue that.
Sophia, thank you so much for your vulnerability and for sharing that. I think it's so inspiring of you to do that. And I also think that you are such an awesome example of what it means to let go of labels and how much freedom comes out of the fact that, you know, self-discovery, a lot of it just means like asking yourself questions about, you know, understanding that you don't have to give yourself labels. Like you don't have to only be into men or only be into women. Like you can just be fluid with your desires. You can be fluid with who you are. You can be fluid on this path to self-discovery. And I think that that gives a ton of freedom for those who are listening to this episode today, especially those who have grown up in a certain paradigm or have grown up with certain belief systems and have grown up with a certain identity that their ego has formatted and their ego has decided that this is who you are and that you can never change because this is the only thing that I know about you is how you are with this label. And so I think that's so beautiful of you to share that because it just gives you, I bet you feel a sense of freedom. I know you're still discovering yourself and I think that's so awesome, but I think that it's going to give so many more women that sense of freedom or men that sense of freedom when they realize that, there really is no right or wrong way to do life. It's just, is this serving you or is this not serving you? And most people don't ask themselves enough questions or try enough new things to really realize, like, wait a second, thinking that way isn't serving me. And thinking this way and trying something new and discovering something new about myself is serving me. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, I mean, it's definitely, you know, asking the right questions. And it's also like asking yourself, like, this thing that I believe, like, why actually do I believe it? You know, like, right. Why is it that I choose to adhere to this? And in that whole process of undergoing that, you know, transformation, you know, I had all these instances that were so vivid of moments when I was a child and I was confronted to the fact that that's not okay, you know? And I think a lot of people, can identify with that. And I think at that time, it was probably about 15 months into just like really being invested into spirituality and manifestation. So I like to say that, I'd like to think that at that point, you know, these tools were already quite sharp inside of me. And I think I'm just really super thankful that it all arrived to me with such clarity, because there was no escaping the truth. And I think that's what really happens when you delve into spirituality and manifestation, that at the beginning, you're like, you're still a bit like suspicious of all the like inspirations that come to you. And then further down the line, you can really distinguish like, okay, I think this is kind of like, you know, my highest self speaking to me, so I should pay attention. And that's what I love about the process, is that you begin it, and then you get these small results, and then exponentially you just get like these really beautiful transformations.
And isn't it amazing that it's a lifelong process? The process just never, ever ends. And for those of you who are, maybe your higher self or your intuition or whatever it is that you want to call it, is beginning to speak to you for the very first time in your life. And I want you to acknowledge that in the beginning, it's going to be a whisper, and it's going to be very soft, and it's going to be very subtle. And your journey is to learn how to listen to that voice. And sometimes what that voice says might make you uncomfortable. It might bring up some negative emotions. It might bring up some fears. It might bring up some unfamiliarity, some discomfort, because again, all those emotions actually come from the ego. So it's like your ego trying to battle your higher self. And then as you move on with the journey, because with Sophia, she has first taken Manifestation Wave Academy in November, December of 2018. And so obviously we're now in 2020, and she's gone through Rich Babe Academy and BBD and all kinds of other live events and all this awesome stuff, and how some of her discoveries have not come since, you know, late 2019. So it's a great reminder that we're all on this journey, and it is a journey. And that's part of the amazingness of life, is that it's not just static, where, you know, you have this one big year of discovery and then it ends and then you're stuck like that forever. Because again, that's the same stuckness that we're projecting from our childhood. It's like we learn to be a certain way in our childhood, and then we project that stuckness of this is how you're supposed to be now for the rest of your life. And you can be a completely different person from the age of 29 to 30, or from 30 to 31, or 49 to 50, or you can just go through a complete life transformation at 80 years old. Like, there is no right or wrong. Sophia, there are some other amazing things that you have manifested since. And I love talking about vision boards, and I love talking about manifestations in general. What else has happened since you began your journey?
Oh my goodness. Like, so many things. And I'm completely with you on vision boards. Like, obviously I'm a designer, so I'm a visual person, and I love using that to fuel me. And, but it's amazing the power that they have, because it's a super pleasant thing to create, and then you kind of like forget it. And then, you know, 6 months in, you realize like, it did all happen. And so one of the really cool things that happened is that when I was taking the class, Manifestation Babe Academy, there was this really cool vibe in it with all the other students, and everybody was exchanging and supporting each other. And I think that's what I really love, is that there was just like this genuine sense of support in each other's journeys. And so I befriended this other student who lives like completely far away from me. You know, she lives in Texas and I live in France. And we had never met, and we became like really close, and she was taking big leaps in her life, and I was moving forward. And so we decided to go to Tony Robbins' Unleash Your Power Within together, and meet there for the first time. And it was just, it really clicked. Like, she's a really good friend of mine now. We still are in contact regularly. We know each other so well, even though we've known each other for a year now, and we mainly connect through the phone. But like that whole journey of, you know, having Manifestation Babe Academy, and then, you know, at the end of that, going to UPW, it was like complete unraveling. As you can imagine.
Yes, of course I can imagine. And I remember you saying something in your video about like winning a BMX competition. Is that true, or did I hear that wrong?
I participated in it. So basically,
yeah.
So BMX has actually been like a really interesting journey for me, because I had this completely insane inspiration to try BMX at a festival in 2018, also after that breakup. So that breakup like was the best thing that ever happened to me, right? And so I went to this street culture festival, and I was just like mesmerized by the guys doing BMX. And I just suddenly had this thing like, oh crap, like I have to do this, and I have to get started now, because that means that I still have, you know, a fair few years of like top physical ability. And I think it's no coincidence that I chose that sport, because at the time I was really battling low self-confidence. And so I chose something that I would have to be really vulnerable in, like, you know, integrate a culture that really intimidated me. Like, you know, people look so cool and they do all these cool things. I would just arrive. And here in France, like, there's literally no women doing it. So it's mainly 16-year-old boys. And there I am, women, like, going to the skate park. And so I actually, you know, like I did like a spreadsheet of like all the reasons why I should do it, why this would be good for me in relation to all my other passions. And so, you know, it got me started on like looking for a job to pay for the bike, searching on YouTube to see how I would do it. And like, honest to God, when I got my BMX, before I went to the skate park for the first time, I had to like meditate for 2 hours to kind of calm myself down, because I was afraid that everybody was going to judge me. And then I practiced and I integrated the community. And honestly, since then, my journey with BMX has really helped me with my business, because now when I'm afraid to go live, when I'm afraid to share like a vulnerable post, like I think to myself, like I dropped into a curve, you know, like I rode on that bike at a super high speed and I jump over things, like I can do this. And it has really helped me overcoming fear in other areas of my life. And I thought, to kind of complete the circle, I registered to compete at the same event where I had the inspiration to do BMX. And that was barely 8 months after starting to ride. And so I went to that event, and honestly, it was so beautiful, because, you know, I did my line the best that I could. I didn't do any tricks. I didn't do anything impressive, but it really mattered to me. And I think it inspired some girls, because it didn't really see a lot of girls. I know in America, there's a lot of like really good female riders, but here in France, and especially here in Strasbourg, there aren't any. And it was just this really great full circle moment. And it was just this beautiful opportunity to prove to myself, like, I can do anything that I set my mind to. Like, if I can overcome this, then I can try building a business, you know? I can try moving to California, which is kind of like my 2020 plan.
Ooh, I love that.
So yeah, that was kind of like my journey. So it's really close to my heart, because it has really helped me overcome so many things.
You are such a badass. Let me just say that. First of all, like, What an ultimate example of feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And I love that you mentioned that it even helped you with your business, because so many people don't understand how the whole aspect of life connects. Like how you show up in one area of your life is how you're showing up in other areas of your life. How you're showing up in the relationship with yourself is how you're showing up in other relationships. How you're showing up with the energy of money is how you're showing up in other areas of your life. It's all interconnected. So I love that you mentioned that it helps you with like your live streams or anything scary that you're about to do in your business. And then also, you know, you being an example for other women, you know, to compete and to even not even compete, but even try BMX, I think is so freaking cool of you. So you got into BMX, you attended an event with an MBA grad, you manifested love and intimacy. And then I remember you mentioning, because, you know, here at Manifestation Babe, we're all about celebrating money and seeing money as a positive tool in our life that we can use to be, do, and have anything that we want in our life and impact the world in a great way. I remember you mentioning something about attracting money. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a total game changer for me because I actually took RBA before MBA. I took RBA in August of 2018. And that was also kind of like on a hunch because I had never kind of analyzed how I think about money or how my relationship with money I actually have some control over. So it's not just like, you know, money comes into your life if you're lucky or if you work hard. So that was a huge discovery for me to actually really delve deep into that. And incidentally, like buying RBA was like my first investment on the internet. And like I didn't even question it. I was just like, this is what I need to do, right? Undergoing that process, I don't think I even thought about it. I just like really just did the work. You know, you told us to do affirmations. I was like, I'll do the affirmations. And I couldn't really see why. And then over time, I really understood what it meant to have a good money mindset. And in 2019, I was starting to get a bit sick of doing work that doesn't really value my talents. And so I thought to myself, like, I'm going to set the intention that in 2019, I really do work that utilizes all that I have to offer. And so in January, you know, it's really cold here. And I actually said no to a lot of work that would have helped me like freaking buy groceries. Okay. So I was in this state where I kind of like experimented that, like, okay, I'm gonna just really open myself up to opportunities that actually value me. And it went through like a phase of really trusting that it was all going to work out. And it wasn't easy because like, I didn't know when I was going to be able to buy groceries, and I was, you know, getting a bit antsy, but I kind of like trusted that, okay, it's for the best. And then like a whole other story happened that I actually helped somebody in my family like overcome a lot of pain in terms of what has happened in the family, in terms of divorce, in terms of, you know, moving on from painful past. And I had helped that person sell their house, actually. And there was this huge symbolism because in that house, a lot of really tragic and painful things happened. And so for them to choose to leave that house behind was also to choose to leave the past behind. And it was like this beautiful process that happened at the end of 2018. And I kind of like put that to the side. And then at the beginning of 2019, they contacted me and they said that they want to give me some money from selling that house. And I was like, my jaw dropped. Like I had never received that much money in my life. And yet, because I had done the process with RBA, it was actually the perfect timing because it was probably the first time in my life where I was able to receive it and to honor it. Because I think up until that point, I felt so undeserving of it and so guilty that I would have just squandered it. And so I received it with grace, and I feel completely worthy of it, and I have taken care of it. You know, I have placed it in savings, and I was also able to treat myself, and I was also, you know, able to, for instance, realize my dream of coming to visit Los Angeles, which is, you know, such a beautiful city. And that, like, I still can't believe that that happened, but that was a huge up-leveling for me, because attracting that level of abundance really got me pondering on that whole notion of receiving, because ultimately everything in life is just like giving and receiving. And if you can be part of that flow and give freely and receive without limits, then you, like you said before, you can certainly apply that to other domains in your life. So that, actually receiving that abundance in money is what inspired me to then be like, huh, so maybe if I can do that with money, I can do it with love, you know? And that's how my whole journey with love began again. So everything is definitely interconnected. And I'm actually redoing the 21-day money mindset book that you've written.
Of course you are, because you're a star student.
And it's just, it's really so beautiful to get back into that state. And people around me, you know, keep looking at me where it's like, what? Like, you love money? Like, you shouldn't, you know? And then when you speak about the whole notion of abundance and of giving and receiving, and how if you are able to give money, then you're able to give so much more. If you're able to receive money, then you're able to receive love. You're able to receive opportunities. You're able to pave a new quality of life for yourself. So that's what the whole money thing.
I love it. I have a quick question for you. Was the amount that they paid you, was it something that you intended on attracting, or was it an example of the universe giving you this or something better? Like, it just was way better than anything you could ever expected.
Oh my goodness. You know, like when I was actually rereading my journals, around this time last year, and it was, I remember that state, and it was, I think I was manifesting, you know, maybe 2,500, and I got six figures.
So, oh my God. Okay.
So it definitely was something better, and it was this amazing blessing. Absolutely. Yes.
Guys, this or something better is a hack that I've been using since I started my manifestation journey, which is intend on anything to show up in your life, whether it's money or love or a specific item or an experience that you want to manifest, and then make sure to intend this or something better, because the beauty of the universe and the beauty of the cycle, as Sophia mentioned, of giving and receiving, is that you will always attract something even better than what you can imagine if you're open to it. You got to be open to it, because most people are not open to it. And most people close off the cycle of giving and receiving. And I just want to remind you guys who are listening, like, when you give a gift to someone, like when you go out of your way to do something nice for someone, or give someone special a gift, or show appreciation to someone, how good does that feel? It just, like, it's so aligned with your heart. It's such a heart-centered thing to do. Like, you can't imagine anything that feels better. Well, when you are a crappy receiver and you refuse to receive things into your life, you're essentially cutting off that flow from someone else to give to you. And in this case, most of the time, it's the universe that's giving to you, right? So when you are cutting off this flow, you're essentially cutting off the universe from giving, and the universe is ever giving. It just gives and gives. I mean, look at nature. Nature doesn't ask for anything from us. It just gives us food and fruit and shelter and oxygen. Like, it doesn't ask anything from us. And so the universe is giving, but if you are the one that's blocking the receiving from you, then guess what? The universe is still going to give. It's just not going to give to you, right? Not because you're not worthy, not because you're not deserving, not because you did anything wrong. It's not because God hates you. It's none of those reasons. It's just that you have closed yourself off. You've set this intention. You've set this, you've sent this signal to the universe, like, hey, I'm good. I actually don't need anything. I don't want anything, even though you do want something and you do need to receive. You just set this, like, you send the signal out, and the universe then goes, okay, looks like you're fine, whatever. All right, I'm just going to keep giving. It's just not going to be to you. And that's what happens when you don't receive. And so when you're in this position, especially Sophia, I love that you mentioned this example, beautiful example of really letting go and trusting and letting go of what no longer serves you. So letting go of those jobs, you know, that don't value your talents or don't value who you are as a creative or don't value you as a human being. I love that you did that. And I know that's scary. And I've done that also in my life. And it's like the craziest, it feels like the craziest thing in the world to do. But when you do it and when you keep sending this signal to the universe, like, hey, I am worth this, not this. I accept this, not that. This is what I want to attract in my life. And I want to attract exactly this or something better. And it might feel uncomfortable and you're gonna enter uncharted, unfamiliar territory. And it's going to feel really weird. But I promise you, Sophia is such a beautiful example of like letting go of the how and how the how is not your job. And there's no way that she could have ever predicted that one day she's going to help someone sell their house and they're going to pay her six figures. Like there's no way. Am I right, Sophia, or am I wrong?
No, that's completely right. And what I was going to add is like surrendering to the outcome is the most difficult thing for sure. But once you've done it once, like you realize that it's your responsibility to be as clear as possible, and you exude clarity but with your actions. So if you choose to be with a certain person or if you choose to do a certain job, like it's on you what you attract or not, right? Like you realize that it becomes an everyday process. Like what choice will I make today that is in alignment with what I wish to attract? Like, and it becomes as easy as that. And, but then surrendering the how, I think also comes with practice, because once you have kind of like proven to yourself that this works, because like that's how we are as humans, we need proof, right? Once you've had one instance where it was just like super surprising, then you realize that, okay, all I can do is align my actions to it and let it go. And, you know, it may take months, weeks, or years, but if you trust that it will happen, then it inevitably will. And it's a daily responsibility to act in accordance with your desires.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Isn't that like the biggest paradox of all, is that we need proof, but at the same time, we also need to trust the process in order to make it work, in order to give us that proof. So it's like you need proof, but at the same time, you can't just be sitting there waiting for proof. You got to keep exuding that energy. You got to keep raising your frequency, raising your vibration, trusting in the process. And as you receive proof, remember to acknowledge that proof. See it as, you know, the sign that you are waiting for, and then keep going with that momentum and be like, okay, if this is possible, like, holy crap, then this is possible too. And you just keep going up this thing that I call the ladder of believability, where once you believe that you can manifest an apple per se, then you can believe that you can manifest a free lunch, right? Once you manifest $100, then it's like, wait a second, if I can manifest $100, like, can I manifest $500? Sure. Once you do that, you're like, wait a second, can I manifest 2000? Like, it just keeps getting better and more exciting and more exciting. And I cannot wait to see what else comes your way, Sophia. I'm so excited for you. I just have two more questions for you. So let's play pretend for just a moment. Pretend that your best friend or someone you really care about is listening to this episode right now, and she's currently on the fence due to uncertainty if Manifestation Babe Academy will work for her or if it's the right thing for her. And she knows deep inside that it is, but she's just feeling fear and wondering if it'll work for her. What would you say to her or want her to know about the program?
I love this. Well, basically, I think like Manifestation Babe Academy, it's more than like a course or a program. It's just, for me, it's just this really beautiful community, first and foremost, and it's just this really excellent way of spending 4 weeks of your life and to keep repeating it. What I love about it, I was thinking about this earlier, is that of course it's very like it encourages you to dream. But what I love about it is that it's super thorough in terms of what the background is and what the methods are. So for someone who's quite nerdy, and I'm quite nerdy, I think I quite enjoyed that. There's no way around it. There's no way of arguing with what's going on in terms of manifestation. And like you say in the course as well, it's like gravity, it's undeniable. And it's actually been happening all of our lives. So we were speaking about proof. The proof is actually in your experience. It's in your history. And the only thing that you do by focusing your intention on it for 4 weeks is just by expanding it, right? Sorry, my voice is going. That's what I mean to say, is that it will happen no matter what. Like, you will manifest no matter what, but you can accelerate the process and you can really attract so many more amazing things once you start paying attention to it. So, you know, maybe you had one free lunch last year. Well, maybe you can, you know, buy the house of your dreams this year.
I love that. Yes. Screw the free lunch, you guys. Like, get your dream home, please. That's what we want for you. We want everything amazing for you. Thank you so much for sharing that. There was something that was just brought up to my attention. It just painted such a beautiful visual. When you said, you know, yes, you can manifest, but why not accelerate the process? It always makes me think, like, the difference between, let's just say it's a silly example, but reading a book on swimming versus going out there and actually swimming. Like, which one is going to teach you faster? You know, there's the self-taught, there's the trial and error way of learning, which is how honestly I learned the first 10 years of my manifestation journey. And it took me 10 years, you guys. And now my students are accomplishing and creating and manifesting really cool things in a so much shorter time period, like just in as little as 4 weeks to maybe 6 months, I've seen incredible transformations come. And it's because they decided to stop Googling, stop reading the books, stop watching the movies. Those are all awesome things and awesome resources. But at some point you just got to be like, okay, I don't have my whole life to wait for this to start working for me. I need it to work for me now. So I'm going to take the accelerated track. We're going to dive right in and we're going to manifest amazing things. Sophia, thank you so much for being here. Where can we find you, stalk you, learn more about you? Where can we discover some of your beautiful work? Like, where do you like to hang out in the online space?
Presently I am more on Facebook. And so it's, I have a page there, Sophia, ZSOFIAVERA. It's the same one to find me on Instagram. My art is on zsvmart.com, and you can also buy some prints there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, we will link all of that below, because I know that for me personally, it took me a while to learn to spell your name because of the Z in front of it. It's a little different here in the US. I know you're Hungarian. So I will go ahead and link all of that below so that you can find her page, find her art, find her Instagram, hang out, send her a message. And then please, you guys, when you listen to this podcast episode, if Sophia, someone who deeply inspired you, someone who was the one who encouraged you to jump off the fence and take a leap of faith into your desired life and into your dream life, then go ahead and tag us on Instagram. Again, I'm going to link her below. And then my Instagram is @manifestationbabe. Tag both of us. And please share some words of encouragement with Sophia, because she did an amazing job being a guest on today's podcast. Sophia, thank you so much for being here, and I hope you have a phenomenal day.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. I am so thankful to have been on the Manifestation Babe podcast. It's incredible. Like, I manifested this. So
Yes, you did. And for those of you guys listening, I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this amazing episode with Sophia. All of Sophia's social links and other places to find her and her beautiful artwork are linked in the show notes below. So definitely swipe up on this episode, hit the show notes button, and tag the both of us once you listen to this episode. Make sure to give her lots of love for taking the time and the massive vulnerability to share her story. Now, Manifestation Babe Academy is closing tonight, you guys. That means 12 hours away from cart close. So if you're ready to jump off the fence and take that leap of faith into the most comprehensive manifestation program guaranteed to give you the clarity, the tools, and the strategies to create your dream life, go to manifestationbabeacademy.com right now to sign up. I can't wait to feature your story in a future podcast. And I love you guys so much. And I cannot wait to meet you inside of the Manifestation Babe Academy. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.